Shafts of bright light shine up out of the earth, lighting up the continents as the globe rotates in space. The word universal encircles the earth. www.universalstudios.com. A rectangle of white light expands against a black background and becomes a view flying through white clouds in a blue sky. The words Studio Canal appear and the sky scene fades to black around them. Out of the blackness, a technical drawing appears of three circles. They become animated and intertwine. They're spanned by a fourth one, which becomes the words Working Title. Animated cartoon titles, the words Universal Pictures and Studio Canal present, fly through a blue sky and pass in opposite directions. A green island.
Secret island in the South Pacific. The courageous Tracy family run an organization called International Rescue. When disaster strikes, anywhere in the world, they are always first on the scene. They go by the name they gave their incredible machines, the Thunderbirds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
A Jonathan Frakes film. Thunderbirds. A ship is swept up by a tidal wave and is rescued by massive green transporter Thunderbird 2. Bill Paxton. Anthony Edwards. Sophia Miles. A London bus is saved from falling in the Thames by submarine Thunderbird 4. Ron Cook. Brady Corbett. Soren Fulton. A fireball races past space station Thunderbird 5. Vanessa Ann Hudgens. Rose Keegan. Diobia Apari. Thunderbird 2 and rocket-like Thunderbird 1 pull the Kremlin out of the way of the fireball. Lex Shrapnel. Philip Winchester. Dominic Colenso. Ben Torgerson. And Ben Kingsley. A volcano erupts and Thunderbird 1 plucks a house from a lava flow. Casting by Fiona Weir and Mary Selway. Music supervisor Nick Angel. This credit is caught up in a hurricane and blown out again as music by Hans Zimmer. Some men trapped in a mineshaft are rescued by the Thunderbird's mole drilling machine. Co-producers Joe Byrne, Chris Clark. Lady Penelope's pink Ford Thunderbird is parked in various exotic locations. Editor Martin Walsh, ACE. She throws a ninja star which causes a credit to drop, trapping two men. Production designer John Beard. The Thunderbirds cross in mid-air. Director of photography Brendan Galvin. An explosion causes a dam to burst open. Executive producers Deborah Haywood, Lisa Chassin. The credits of producers Tim Bevan, Eric Fellner and Mark Huffam explode like mines around Thunderbird 4, which pulls a plug out. As the water recedes, a city is revealed. Story by Peter Hewitt and William Osborne. A truck overturns, spilling its contents. Screenplay by William Osborne and Michael McCullers. Thunderbird 2 rises into the air, carrying the director Jonathan Frakes' credit. Wharton Academy, Massachusetts. A boy stares out of a classroom window.
In this family of heroes, there is one son left behind.
So, gentlemen, we all know that A squared plus B squared equals...
C squared,
that's right. But what happens when we bring in Leonardo da Vinci's E, F, and...
She looks at the boy, Alan.
Mr. Tracy!
Alan!
Alan stares blankly around.
How kind of you to come back from outer space, Alan. I trust re-entry wasn't too rough. Here on Earth, we've been discussing the Pythagorean theorem. Did any of that happen to sink in?
I was just...
Apparently not.
She looks at his work.
Are go. Well, I hope you aren't going anywhere special over spring break, Alan, because I expect a 10,000-word paper on my desk the day you get back. That should keep you busy.
That should keep you busy. Yeah, well, you can take a 10,000 words and stick them right
Alan!
Up here.
Headmaster!
Mr. Tracy.
Miss Garrett?
Alan walks with the spectacled Fermat.
Careful, Alan.
Why can't I just tell him I'm a Thunderbird, Fermat?
Because technically you're not a Thunderbird yet. And if your identity was discovered, it'd be a... It could be very bad.
I know.
It's the Thunderbirds! They're gonna be on TV! Let's go! They're gonna be on
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are they?
They're in Russia, and an oil rig fire.
Great. I'm stuck at school. My brother's on another cool mission.
Want to watch?
Yeah.
We are told the super rig is now in danger of total collapse. And there is real concern for the lives of six men who remain trapped on board. An emergency call went out to the Thunderbirds just a few minutes ago. They should be here any moment now. And here they are.
Out of a dark, stormy night sky, Thunderbirds 1 and 2. The fire on the stricken oil rig rages fiercely below them. The watching schoolboys cheer.
Thunderbird 1, I have visual south column. They're trapped on an inspection platform.
FAB, we'll take it from here.
Come on, come on!
A fireball erupts on the rig.
That tower's coming down.
Got it.
Thunderbird 1 is blown sideways by the blast and nearly drops into the sea.
Thunderbird 1, any damage?
Negative, Dad.
Come on. Swing around. Can't get close enough taking that approach angle.
A boy eyes Alan.
Gonna have to swing her around.
Watch for wind shear, Thunderbird 2.
Johnny, I was watching for wind shear when you were still wearing diapers.
Thunderbird 2 wheels round. Another explosion rips through the rig.
Hold on.
Who needs the diapers now, Dad?
What do they do now?
Probably drop the rescue platform from Thunderbird 2.
Open them up. Here we go. Rescue platform is on its way.
The platform is lowered.
It's looking good, Dad.
Come on, Dad!
Okay, I've got a visual. Hold it there.
Virgil's on board the rescue platform.
Firing rescue lines.
The rescue lines catch the rig workers.
We gotta get you out of here.
Johnny! Hoist the wire!
All right, let's haul them out of there.
Commencing reverse thrust.
Thunderbirds are actually rescuing.
Okay, let's bring them home.
Thunderbird 2 reels in the rescue platform. Alan mimes being at the controls.
That's the rig's gonna blow.
An explosion rocks the rescue platform.
Whoa, sorry, boys. Hold on tight. Here we go.
Come on, Virgil.
Hold on, guys.
How you doing, son?
Never better.
Thunderbird 1, commence knockdown procedure.
FAB, Thunderbird 2.
Scott maneuvers Thunderbird 1 into position. He aims a missile. It hits the oil rig.
Bullseye! Outstanding shot!
All right, boys, let's take these babies home.
As you can see, the fire has been extinguished. The rocket fired from Thunderbird 1 has robbed it of the oxygen it needed to burn. Amazing! The Thunderbirds have done it again, Chuck!
The schoolboys cheer as the Thunderbirds fly off.
That was great work, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
Ooh, I wish I could be a Thunderbird one day. Thunder turd.
That's another good one, diaper boy.
Casey!
The headmaster marches towards Alan.
Someone here for you.
The glamorous figure of blonde bombshell Lady Penelope comes in. She beams over at Alan and Fermat.
Boys.
She wears a pink twin set, hat and pearls.
Lady Penelope Crichton Ward, at your service. Alan, darling. Your father's been unexpectedly detained, and he's asked me to pick you up. Is that all right?
Sure beats the boss.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Now, will any of these gorgeous young things be joining you?
The boys all put their hands up.
Fermat.
Quite right.
Lady Penelope, why are you in America? Are you on a mission for my father?
Alan, shh. I am an undercover agent, so please try to be discreet.
Here we are.
Parker, her chauffeur, waits by a six-wheeled pink limo, Fab 1.
Good afternoon to you, Master Eckenbacker.
Hi, Nosy.
Less of that attitude, or she'll be obliged to deliver the Parker A-maker.
Okay, bring it on, big guy.
Parker wags a warning finger at a boy getting too close to the car. They drive off.
Don't run over any children, Parker.
Very good, my lady.
The schoolboys all gawp as the enormous car pulls away up the front drive.
Parker, chop, chop.
A red digital screen drops down from the peak of Parker's cap, and a jet thruster rises up out of the boot of the car. It blasts the car forward as the vehicle sprouts wings and rises into the air. The pink car flies off the edge of a cliff. Fermat looks excitedly at Alan and the delighted boys high five. Lady Penelope reads the Financial Times.
Pink is the new black this season.
I'm very glad to hear it, m'lady.
And hemlines are going up.
That is good news, m'lady.
Oh, and apparently England won the football last night.
Yes, England!
Calm down, Parker.
The car wobbles.
Sorry, lady.
At San Francisco City Hospital, California, a boy has a saucepan stuck on his head.
Jump!
Wait till your father hears about this. Panhead.
He and his mum look up as the bright lights of Thunderbird 2 appear overhead.
Ew, better! It's fireworks!
Thunderbird 2 lowers its rescue platform outside the hospital. Virgil releases the oil rig workers. One of the workers disembarks and removes his woolly hat. Looking up, he sees Thunderbird 1 appear over the top of the hospital building.
Mission complete. Thunderbird 1, we are good to go. FAB.
The worker turns to face Thunderbird 1, and a mini rocket launcher emerges from his hard hat under his arm. It fires, and the rocket splats against the side of Thunderbird 1, emitting a signal. Somewhere in the depths of the ocean, a submarine cruises along. In its darkened interior, a bald man, the hood, sits with his eyes closed.
Tracking device activated.
The position of Thunderbird 1 appears on a monitor.
Ah, the chariot of the gods. Having dallied with the mortals, they return to Olympus. And so I follow.
The monitor shows the Thunderbird's route out over the Pacific. Fab 1, Lady Penelope's car, flies above the clouds.
Approaching Tracy Island. And radar indicates we have some company.
Lady Penelope looks out of the window and sees Thunderbird 1 flying alongside. Alan gives Scott in the cockpit the thumbs up, and he waves back. Thunderbird 2 is on the other side, and Alan's dad, Jeff, salutes him. Thunderbird 1 does a victory roll around the vast green airborne hulk of Thunderbird 2. Lady Penelope settles back in her seat and smirks.
Now that's showing off.
The Thunderbirds speed towards Tracy Island. Alan stares after them. Some futuristic buildings line the rocky slopes of Tracy Island, an isolated tropical paradise. A bespectacled boffin, Brains, Fermat's dad, talks to Jeff as they stroll into the kitchen.
Post-flight checks, Mr. Tracy. Anything you want to tell me?
Brains, I noticed a buildup of vibration on Thunderbird 2, followed by illumination of the number 5 engine outlight.
Okay, Mr. Tracy, I'll study the flight data in the guidance processor.
Dad!
Alan!
Look out.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, buddy.
Dinner's ready. Come and get it.
Oh, no, it smells delicious. I am starved.
So, Dad, I saw the mission on TV. It looked pretty dangerous.
Saving lives is a dangerous business, but it's what we do.
Do you think the fire is causing thermal updrafts? I mean, that would explain the whole thing.
Oh, enough shop talk. I want to hear about school.
School's boring.
Man, it's crazy.
Plus, I've been thinking. I mean, maybe I could be home educated now. That way I could sit on a mission from time to time. What do you think?
No shortcuts, Alan. No school. No rockets. Say, why aren't you wearing your retainer?
So I'm getting this reading telling me the wind is blowing 60 knots right up my keister.
No kidding.
Did you try readjusting the flaps?
Well, that's the first thing I did, Sprout. It's not my first day on a Thunderbird, you know. Try and keep up.
Yeah, don't you have homework to do or something?
So, unless he's blown up this school like the last one. Yeah, keep Alan away from the ships. He's a hazard.
Okay, that's enough. Pass the salad.
Man, I haven't seen that much fire since that volcano in Fiji.
That wasn't Fiji, that was Istanbul.
No, Istanbul was the earthquake.
Yeah, well, nothing compares to Argentina.
Dad, I'm not really hungry. Come on, Fermat, let's go.
Alan leaves the table.
Okay.
Reluctantly, Fermat follows Alan, returning momentarily for a handful of food. Jeff notices Alan's depressed demeanor and looks thoughtful. Later, he walks outside.
Chirano, have you seen Lady P?
By the pool.
Of course.
Chirano, an Indian man, nods to Lady Penelope, who answers her phone.
Parker. We're not supposed to go in there. We could get in trouble.
Now you worry too much.
Where'd you get the access code for Thunderbird 1 anyway?
Found it, my friend. What you don't know can't hurt you.
They go inside.
It seems the fire at the oil rig was no accident.
Any suspects?
Not yet, but I'll keep you posted.
Thanks for bringing Alan home.
My pleasure. Any excuse to visit paradise.
A teenage Indian girl of about 14 runs up.
Tintin. Hey, Mr. Tracy.
Hello, Tintin.
Good evening, Lady Penelope.
Did you know Alan's home?
Alan's back? I mean, oh, Alan's back. Hey, Dad.
She runs to Chirano.
Those two are gonna get along.
When Tintin decides the time is right. Girls are always far ahead of boys with that sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
Romance.
Alan and Tintin? I didn't see that one coming.
No, you wouldn't.
Have a safe flight home, Penny.
Thanks, Jeff.
Penelope and Jeff head off in different directions. Under the swimming pool, Alan and Fermat sit in Thunderbird 1.
Room prefit checks.
Right. Hydraulic systems are green.
Commence main engine sequence.
FAB, Alan.
He flicks switches.
Just fire up the instruments.
Go away, Alan!
The cockpit lights up.
Warning. Engine sequence breach.
The cockpit shakes. In his office, Jeff looks at a monitor.
Oh, can this day get any worse?
Now in my office. Now.
It just did.
Alan and Fermat climb out of Thunderbird 1.
I believe it. They're so busted.
Fermat spots the tracking splat on the fuselage.
What is it?
Looks like some sort of...
He touches the sticky goo.
Electrolyte compound.
The boys study it suspiciously.
Gotta get out of here.
Alan walks into Jeff's office.
Death. I know you're mad I shouldn't have been in the ship, but if you just give me a minute...
You're damn right you shouldn't have been in there.
But nothing happened, Dad. I had it under control.
Under control? You have any idea the importance of secrecy in our operation? You fired up a Thunderbird without activating the anti-detection shield. You put everyone in danger when you act selfishly. You want to be part of the team? You have to play by the rules. Do you understand? Do you?
Yeah, I understand. I understand you don't want me to be a Thunderbird. You don't want me to do anything. You won't even listen to me when I'm trying to tell you something important.
I've heard enough. You're grounded for the rest of spring break.
But, Dad!
Bottom line, Alan, you need to grow up.
Then let me.
Alan marches out of the office.
Please.
Jeff stares after him, then swivels round in his chair, a thoughtful expression on his face. He looks at a picture on his desk of his sons together with their mother. He leans forward for a closer look and smiles. He switches on a monitor to answer a video call. It's John, aboard the space monitoring station Thunderbird 5.
Hey, John. Just about to turn in. What can I do for you?
I could sure use a pizza. You know a place that delivers?
30 minutes or it's free, right? Anything else on your mind?
Well, got a forest fire in Vladivostok, a typhoon heading for Singapore. It's happening on planet Tracy.
Alan's home for spring break.
Yeah, I thought I could see a storm brewing in your region.
Teenagers.
Well, we've all been there. Dad, you've done a great job since Mom died.
Thanks, John. Keep an eye on that typhoon for us, and I'll call Vladivostok, see if they need any help with that fire.
If they be, Dad, sleep tight.
John switches his monitor to observe the typhoon heading for Singapore. The next morning is a bright sunny day over Tracy Island. Brains is working at his desk in Thunderbird 2's vast subterranean hangar under the island. Fermat runs up to him in his pajamas.
Morning, Dad.
Hey, son. There's something I'd like to Here, take a look.
The neural net control system?
It's great to have you back. I bet you didn't think that spring break was going to be this fun. Watch this.
Brains dons a neural net helmet, which amplifies his brainwaves.
Tiny phone lifts up.
A cell phone floats into the air.
Perfect.
Impressed, Fermat watches the phone. As Brains concentrates, the mole drilling machine rises up behind him. The mole is about the size of a locomotive and comes crashing down as the neural net helmet sparks.
Almost perfect.
There's something I wanted to talk to you about, Dad.
Oh, right. Okay, right. You're having problems with a female?
No. Alan and I found some sort of gallium compound on the nose cone of Thunderbird 1.
Oh, we should check that out. Immediately.
That'd be swell.
Crab scuttles across a rock. Alan stands on the sand, skimming pebbles into the sea. He takes a mechanical catapult from his pocket, loads a stone into it, and fires it out to sea. It skims in huge bounds across the water towards a periscope. The periscope belongs to the Hood submarine. Looking through it is Mullion, A heavy-set black guy, he turns away from the periscope to the hood who stands on a slowly descending platform.
The island is in sight.
Transom, I need you.
Yes, sir.
Transom wears tight-fitting lycra leggings and would be glamorous apart from her horn-rimmed spectacles and teeth that look like they were borrowed from a horse.
Our cloaking devices evaded their detection systems. We have a positive visual from the tracking solution on Thunderbird 1.
Malian.
Sir.
Mullion had been eyeing Transom. He jumps down to the lower deck the hood is standing on and shuts a hatch.
Sir, armed and ready, shall I target the main structure?
Why would I want to destroy what will soon be mine? One of the principal tenets of Eastern martial arts is to use your opponent's strength against him.
The hood touches Mullion's chest, and his irises contract vertically like a cat's.
Ridiculous.
It will be almost impossible to force the Thunderbirds to leave their island. On the other hand, it requires no effort at all to let them go.
He removes his hand and Mullion collapses.
The purpose is to rescue. All we need to do is give them a victim, commence targeting.
Straight away, sir.
A missile hatch opens on the submarine.
Target acquisition of Thunderbird 5 is locked.
Fire.
The missile blasts up out of the water and hurtles into the air. It punches its way out of the atmosphere and speeds towards Thunderbird 5.
What the?
Impact imminent.
Thunderbird 5 to Tracy Island!
The missile hits Thunderbird 5 and John is blown backwards by the blast. The hood smiles. On Tracy Island, the alarm sounds.
Red alert!
Brains and Fermat run into Jeff's office and open a palm scanning device in his desk.
Command and control center.
Brains sits in Jeff's chair and puts his hand on the palm scanner. The whole office begins to rotate. Jeff, Scott, Gordon and Virgil run in and join Brains and Fermat.
How bad, Brains? Thunderbird 5, major damage sustained. Possible strike by a meteor. Yep.
The Tracys hurry into transit pods. The topmost building on Tracy Island, a flat-topped circular affair on stilts, splits apart and opens. On board Thunderbird 3,
check right throws. Go!
Blast-off smoke fills the triangular opening at the base of the split building. The orange and white tri-finned Thunderbird 3 blasts up into the sky.
Thrust.
The boosters fire and the rocket accelerates away from Tracy Island and powers on through the clouds. On board the Hood submarine, its progress is tracked by the Hood and Mullion on a monitor.
There goes the cavalry. But who will rescue the rescuers?
On the island, Alan cranes his neck and shields his eyes from the sun as he watches Thunderbird 3 blast up through the sky. Tintin runs up behind him, then Fermat appears.
Okay, don't panic.
They see the Hood submarine surface nearby.
On the other hand.
Run!
They dash for the cover of the palm trees lining the beach as the submarine puts its periscope up and scans around. On board, the Hood squints as Mullion opens a hatch, letting daylight in.
We made land.
Cut them off.
Activating communications blackout.
Brains.
Warning. Intruder alert. Communications failure.
What the heck?
Warning.
Devil is
intruder
going on.
Alert. Communications failure.
Mr. Tracy, do you copy?
Warning. Intruder alert.
Thunderbird 3.
Please respond.
Thunderbird 3 breaks out of the Earth's atmosphere and hurtles towards the stricken Thunderbird 5. On the island, Alan, Tintin and Fermat look across a bay and see the Hood and a landing party come ashore.
How'd they find the island? Do you think it was what I did in Thunderbird 1? Do you think I ruined everything?
No! That compound we found could have some sort of transmitting capability. We have to do something. My dad's in the control room, but how do we get there now?
The vents. Let's go! We have to get a message from my dad! I'm losing all power! Repeat!
I'm losing all power!
Hold on, John, we're coming in.
As Thunderbird 3 nears Thunderbird 5, it cuts its engines.
You got it, Dan.
Reverse main thrusters on my mark. 3, 2, 1.
Easy, watch the roll.
Roll in X angle, minus 2 degrees.
Initiate docking sequence.
The docking door of Thunderbird 3 extends from its fuselage and clamps onto Thunderbird 5.
We're locked on.
Nice work.
Docking sequence complete.
Tunnel hatch secure.
Emergency packs, boys. Let's move.
They go to the hatch.
We're in. Let's go.
The hatch opens and Jeff and the boys run into Thunderbird 5.
Scott, tackle that fire.
Am I glad to see you guys?
Easy, you're hurt. Virgil, take care of your brother. Gordon, give me a damage assessment.
Jeff leaves John with Virgil, grabs a fire extinguisher and starts putting out a fire. Back on Tracy Island, Mullion, Transom, the Hood and several heavies make their way towards one of the buildings. Alan, Fermat and Tintin run through some lush jungle vegetation.
Come on, hurry!
In one of the buildings, Transom uses a scanner.
1-inch steel plate with sequential titanium locking mechanism.
Mullion.
A challenge.
The children are outside.
For the guards.
They climb into an air vent pipe.
Get in.
Brains sits in Jeff's office whistling and trying to read a magazine which he's holding upside down. The door bursts open and Mullion, the Hood and Transom sweep in.
So this is Mount Olympus.
Looking at a picture.
I should have guessed.
Jeff, Tracy, the billionaire ex-astronaut, of course. Isn't he the one who lost his wife in an accident? Avalanche, wasn't it? How tragic.
Just keep going straight ahead, okay?
Transom approaches Brains.
Mr. Hackenbacher?
He nods.
We met at last year's international conference on nanotechnology. I thought your thesis on neutrinos was extremely stimulating.
Transom, concentrate.
Sorry, sir.
She switches her handheld scanner on again.
Command control switch is here. Fingerprint recognition system.
She opens the hand scanner on Jeff's desk.
Professor, please activate the control switch.
You must be kidding.
Professor, you and I share an interest in the science of the mind. The difference is I was born with my powers. Trust me when I tell you, you've barely touched the surface.
Mullion pulls Brains to his feet and drags him over to the Hood.
Even the strongest minds can be broken. It would be a pity to break yours.
No way.
Activate the control switch, Prof.
The Hood's eyes go cat-like, and under his power, Brains walks like a marionette over to the hand scanner.
Puppet on a string.
Brains tries to resist putting his hand on the scanner, but the Hood increases his mental effort, and Brains' hand touches the scanner.
Activating command and control. Activating command and control.
The Hood and Transom nearly overbalance as the room begins to revolve. Jeff's desk and personal effects sink into the floor, and a complex control panel and monitor screens rise up in their place. The floor buckles up under Mullion, and he hurries out of the way, joining the others in the center of the room.
We have control.
Get up.
Sorry, Professor. Nothing personal.
The children watch what's happening from the air vent. On Thunderbird 5...
We got a constant warning light on our EPS system!
Attempt manual override.
Scott tries it.
Negative!
That's it. Okay. This one.
Back to Thunderbird 3 now. John, gotta move.
The locking mechanism's jammed.
Attention, Thunderbird 5. As you can see, I have taken over your facilities. You no longer control your operational systems.
The Tracys look at the Hood on a monitor. In the air vent.
Warm them up, Transom.
Increasing temperature to maximum.
The children peer out of the air vent. The Hood smiles as Kairano and his wife Onaha are brought in by Mullion.
Freak. You?
Kairano wilts under the Hood's power.
They've got my dad.
Okay, you have our attention. Who are you? What do you want?
Oh, how rude of me. You can call me the Hood. Now, listen, Mr. Tracy, we won't be negotiating. I'm going to use the Thunderbirds to rob the largest banks in the world, starting with the Bank of London. The world's monetary system will be thrown into chaos and the Thunderbirds held responsible.
You'll never get away with it!
Why the Thunderbirds?
An eye for an eye,
Mr. Tracy.
An eye for an eye?
Perhaps you've forgotten me, but surely you remember saving the life of my brother, Kairano.
Mullion pulls Chirano up and pushes him forwards so the Tracys can see him on their monitor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tracy. I thought he was dead.
Take them away.
Yes, sir.
In the air vent, Alan and Fermat look at a shell-shocked Tintin.
That makes the Hood my uncle? Every family has a black sheep.
Hearing his son sneeze, Brains covers by holding his handkerchief to his nose.
It's murdered my allergies.
You left me to die that day. You may have broken my body, but you've no idea how powerful my mind has become. Now you will suffer, as I suffered, waiting for a rescue that will never come.
Wait!
Transom switches off the power on Thunderbird 5.
Scott, status report.
CO2 levels are rising.
All right. Wire the oxygen scrubber to the emergency batteries. Clean the air.
How long will that give us?
John looks up. Jeff looks grave. In the air vent, Fermat brews up another sneeze. Tintin tries to stifle it.
Someone's there.
Brains holds his handkerchief to his nose again. Mullion looks at the ceiling, then punches his hand through it, grabbing Fermat's leg. He lets go when Tintin bites his hand.
No, jump! You can get through to the silos!
The children jump down another shaft.
The island is not as secure as you thought.
Children? Did you find any children?
Here they are. Thunderbird 2 silo in the loading arm.
Mullion hurries off to get them.
Seal them in.
Transom turns a dial. The children are lowered by the loading arm to the floor of the silo, where the doors are beginning to close.
The doors, you guys, let's go! Come on, go! Go!
The doors close them in. They run to some other doors, which also close.
They've got us trapped! What do we do now?
If we can get to Thunderbird 1 silo, we can escape through the service tunnel. But we need a plan, Alan!
Alan looks around the silo.
The Thunderizer on the door.
Elevator active.
You guys get the goons with the Firefly!
Alan! This equipment is only to be used in an emergency! I guess this qualifies!
Yeah.
Alan runs to the Thunderizer, a large mobile laser cannon. Tintin and Fermat go to the Firefly, a special firefighting bulldozer. The elevator gets closer.
Fermat, can you drive this thing?
No.
Fermat is in the driver's seat and the Firefly lurches forwards. Tintin mans the twin water cannons on top of the Firefly. Alan drives the Thunderizer forwards as the Firefly lurches past.
I took microbiology, not driver's ed!
Alan drives the enormous tracked Thunderizer towards one of the silo doors. As the elevator nears the bottom of the silo, the Firefly pulls into position near the lift shaft.
Set the pressure to maximum!
Got it!
Tintin aims the water cannon at Mullion and two goons as they run out of the lift. She hits the fire button, and two jets of green-colored fire-extinguishing gloops sweep the bad guys off their feet. Tintin grins as she saturates them. Fermat gets out of the driver's seat. Grinning, Alan initiates the firing sequence of the Thunderizer. Fermat runs off across the floor of the silo as the Thunderizer's laser cannon, which looks like a giant jet engine, is aimed at the door. The cannon locks onto its target. Alan hits the fire button, and multiple lasers fry the door. Tintin gets down off the Firefly, and Alan jumps out of the Thunderizer.
Come on, let's go! Get out!
They get to the door.
Fermat!
Fermat!
Coming!
Hurry up!
He runs after them as Mullion and the two goons fall about in the green gloop. Mullion wipes some gunge from his eyes.
Back there, Fermat.
I had an idea!
Just try and keep up, okay? I'll open the tunnel. We gotta keep moving.
He keys in a number.
Go back. Yeah, when you see them coming.
He tries again. The Hood stands on the far side of the panel looking in at Alan through the window.
Alan. You can run if you want. Were you surprised to hear what your father did to me?
It is frightening when we realize our parents aren't perfect.
But perhaps you already suspected that about your father? Why did he build these magnificent machines? Do you suppose it was guilt? Because he let your mother die.
Alan shakes his head.
Open the door, Alan.
Alan continues to shake his head. The hood smiles.
Open the door.
We can't go this way! He's there!
Alan backs away and the hood's eyes take on their cat-like appearance. The hood opens the panel and steps inside as Mullion and his goons enter from the other direction after Tintin and Fermat.
I don't know! I'm thinking, okay?
The hood smiles cheerily at the children. Alan spots a control saying, release duct doors.
Keep backing up. I've got an idea.
The hood continues smiling as Alan takes his mechanical catapult from his pocket. He fires it and the hood steps aside. The stone hits the control panel behind him.
That's your idea?
It's not me you're angry at, Alan.
It's not you I'm aiming at.
Alan shoots the duct door release button. The children fall into the duct.
Ransom! Fire up Thunderbird 1! And set off Royal!
The children slide along inside the duct as Transom hits some control buttons. The engines on Thunderbird 1 fire up, sending flames blasting down into the ducts. As they slide along, Tintin looks back and sees the flames catching them up. Flames burst out of the duct exits in the cliffs above the sea, and the children fall into the water below. Transom searches for them on her monitors.
No sign of them.
Of course not. The little brats went up like firecrackers. Pop, pop, pop.
Don't give him the satisfaction, Professor.
This has taken too long. Pick out the equipment you need to get into those banks and load it into Thunderbird 2. No more delays.
Yes, sir.
Mullion heads off. Brains catches the hood looking tired. The hood immediately straightens up. The children scramble back ashore through the surf on the beach.
Relax for a minute. It's just a little water.
I could have drowned.
You mean you can't swim?
I repeat, I could have drowned.
Alan and Fermat wring out their shirts.
Oh, sorry, Fermat. But just put this behind us, okay? Gotta watch each other's backs. Nice drawers.
Thank you.
No, come on, Tintin, stay there.
You're worse than a couple of girls. How do you think it's dressed?
Those are nice drawers.
They walk along the beach.
Tracy Island is sent to Thunderbird 5 via satellite, right?
Right.
So, there's a minuscule possibility that if we reach the island's satellite station, we could...
blow it up.
No, we could hack into it and give control back to Thunderbird 5.
Good thinking, Fermat.
Thank you.
All right, let's do it.
He draws in the sand.
We're here, right? So we go along the shore, around the base of the mountain to the access rope here, and then up to the transmitter. So what do you think?
Good, except that we're here, not there, and the transmitter is there, not here. We have to go through the jungle. But that's for off limits. It's gonna be dangerous.
I'm in.
Alan holds his hand out. Tintin puts hers on top of it, then Fermat adds his.
They're fast. All our folks are in trouble, and if the hood gets off the island...
Actually, he's not going anywhere for now.
This is the guidance processor, Thunderbird 2. You can't take off without it. Fermat, you're a genius. How'd you get this?
Alan, my friend, what you don't know can't hurt you.
Lady Penelope's country mansion, England. Parker stands outside the palatial stately home polishing Fab 1. He's taken his jacket off, displaying his pink braces.
Lady? We have an emergency.
Lady Penelope sits in a round bath, looking at a bank of monitors displaying information about Mullion and Transom.
What a charming fellow. Come in.
Parker brings in a tray of tea.
He and this woman, poor girl, both work for this man, known as the Hood.
Sounds like an alias to me, m'lady.
Quite right, Parker. Real name, Trang Bilargant. Assumed dead when his illegal diamond mine collapsed in the jungles of Malaya.
The tea.
The Thunderbirds rescued over 500 mine workers in the collapse, including Mr. Bilargant's brother.
M'lady, that's Mr. Tracy's law and manservant, Cairano.
How's my schedule for today, Parker?
You have clay pigeon shooting with Lord Marlborough, a benefit gala for the Institute of the Blind, and incidentally, there's a typhoon bearing down on Singapore.
I suppose that's urgent.
Yes, m'lady. There was also a bridge collapsed in Buenos Aires and a volcanic eruption in Jakarta.
The Thunderbirds still haven't responded.
No, m'lady. And a major is awash in speculation vis-a-vis their whereabouts.
Over to Lisa Lowe.
Chalk disaster after disaster around the world today, and still no sight of the Thunderbirds. Typhoon Jago hit land in Singapore just 1 hour ago, and thousands have been left homeless by a volcano in Jakarta. Only the Thunderbirds have the incredible machines to carry out...
I think it's time to send the emergency signal, Parker.
I fear you are not wrong, m'lady.
Parker touches the knob on the top of the silver teapot, and it turns into a red flashing transmitter. In Jeff's office, a red light flashes on the desk. Brains sees it, but he's tied up and unable to do anything about it. The children walk through the jungle on Tracy Island.
It was like the hood was inside my head back there.
What do you mean, Alan?
Maybe he can read minds or control minds or something.
Don't be silly, Alan. Everything can be explained by science.
I'm just trying to figure out his weakness. Everybody has an Achilles heel, right?
Well, my Achilles heel is actually my Achilles heel. It's got a blister the size of a basketball. Tintin!
She looks back at the boys.
Stop! Yes! Now! Okay.
Alan helps Fermat along.
Cheeseburgers for you, Fermat.
Any word?
Nothing, m'lady.
Right. You will have to tell Lord Marlborough that I've broken my shooting arm. We shall send the Institute of the Blind a dozen guide dogs and bring the car around.
Yes, m'lady.
The Thunderbirds appear to be in a spot of trouble. And I don't like that. Let's go, Parker.
The massive pink six-wheeled Fab One pulls away down the long gravel drive of Lady Penelope's country seat. The back of the car opens up as it goes and the jet engine pops up. The car gathers speed as it hurtles along the drive, then sprouts wings and lifts off into the air. Reports back to the hood.
Ready for launch. We'll use this to get into the vaults.
Subtle as usual, Mullion.
I didn't realize we'd be getting points for style. We're robbing banks, remember?
The hood's eyes flash.
You'll get your money.
Transom, initiate pre-flight diagnostics.
On board Thunderbird 2, Transom sits in the cockpit and works the controls. The hood sits in a seat designed to be raised into the aircraft.
Guidance processor error.
It's the guidance processor.
What's wrong with it?
She goes to look.
There isn't one.
Mullion thumps the mole.
It's the children. They have it.
No way. They're dead. No one could live through something like that.
I did.
The hood gets up and turns to Mullion.
Take whatever you need, and make sure you get the guidance processor before you lose your temper.
Tintin walks on ahead of Alan and Fermat.
Do you think Tintin is blossoming?
Blossoming? What's that supposed to mean?
Come on, Alan. You have a crush on her.
You gotta be kidding. I mean, she's...
He looks at her.
Not that bad, I guess.
Okay, guys, take five.
Five isn't gonna do it.
Guys?
Ooh. Alan and Fermat struggle up over the crest of the hill. An unruffled Tintin looks over her shoulder at them. She frowns.
Move.
What is it?
I dropped in a scorpion.
A large scorpion's on Alan's shoulder.
Is that dangerous?
0.025 milligrams of its venom is fatal.
The arachnid raises its tail.
This is in fact an understatement.
Tintin's eyes suddenly become cat-like, like the hood's, and the scorpion is gripped by an invisible force, lifting it from Alan's shoulder and throwing it to the floor. The scorpion scuttles away. Tintin looks uneasy.
Tintin, what was that?
Let's get going.
Hey! She has the same powers as her uncle, the hood.
You think?
It must run in the family. Did you do that?
Just drop it, okay?
I still think everything can be explained by science?
Not girls!
The hood sits with his eyes closed in silent contemplation. He opens his eyes. In Thunderbird 5, Jeff looks round at Scott and Gordon. Suddenly, there's an explosion behind them. The blast throws them all to the floor.
Gordon! You all right?
We're okay. The heat exchange is blown.
You don't say.
Come on! Those brats are in here somewhere.
Mullion stands in the back of an off-road buggy with two henchmen as it speeds along. The children have reached the transmitter.
Don't rush me, Alan. This is very delicate equipment.
It shorts out.
Which is now broken.
Can you fix it?
Maybe, but I'll need something to solder with.
We're in the middle of nowhere, Fremit. Where are you going to find something like that?
Fermat and Tintin eye Alan's dental brace. They pull the brace out of his mouth with pliers.
Oh, perfect.
Fermat uses a magnifying glass to melt the end of the brace.
Gee, Alan. I never would have figured you for a crybaby.
Oh, I'll kill you.
What'd he say? I think it was some sort of apology.
Fermat solders the brace to the transmitter, which is disguised as a palm tree.
Yes. I got it, yes! You're the man, Fermat. Okay.
Fermat gets a handheld control.
Established contact with Thunderbird 5.
Thunderbirds 5 and 3 spin through space.
It's Alan!
Matt!
Alan, where are you? Are you safe?
I'm at the satellite relay station with Fermat and Tintin.
Fermat's gonna hack into the main computer system to give control of Thunderbird 5 back to you.
We're standing by.
Okay, we're almost there.
Fermat presses some keys on the transmitter. In Jeff's study, Transom sits astride the tied-up brains and runs her fingers through her hair. She takes his glasses off.
Goodness me, Professor. You're so good-looking without your glasses on. I think you may find that's another thing we have in common.
She removes her specs. She smiles, then leans forwards to kiss Brains, who looks like a rabbit caught in a car's headlights.
Oh, now that's not fair. Just when things were starting to sizzle.
She checks a monitor. The hood strides in.
Transmission from the island satellite station. Should I jam it?
And give Mullion the coordinates.
She sits at the desk and types. Mullion's off-roader speeds along a track.
Take the main track southeast, then head up Satellite Hill.
Fermat types data frantically into the transmitter as the image on the handheld control unit begins to fade.
Oh, it's being jammed!
Can you finish?
I'll try!
Alan, what's happening?
Hang in with that one more minute, okay?
It's not going to work, Alan. The signal's too weak for data transmission.
Dad, can you hear me? They're sending a signal. We're gonna lose you. Don't worry, I'll take care of everything, okay?
That's a negative.
It's too dangerous. Follow emergency procedure.
Wait for Lady Penelope at the rendezvous point.
Like, can you read me?
Alan, we're losing you! Alan!
The transmission fails.
No!
Useless!
Alan hurls the control unit away.
I'm sorry, Alan. This is hurting all of us.
No, it's okay. I'm fine.
You don't have to be such a tough guy, Alan. I'm worried about my dad, too. I'd do anything to be with my parents right now.
Ted knows we're alive now. We have to go.
Even worse. They know exactly.
Mullion's 4x4 bursts out of the bushes. Mullion watches the children run off down the hill. He and his henchmen get back into the 4x4. As Alan, Fermat and Tintin run down through the dense undergrowth on the steep slope, they lose their footing and fall, tumbling over and over. They bounce down a sheer bit and fall into a pool at the bottom.
Oh, great, more water!
Tintin, can you slow him down?
I'd be delighted.
Then do it. Come meet us at the junkyard. Come on, Fermat.
Alan helps Fermat in the water. Mullion's 4x4 drives along a track. At the junkyard, Alan and Fermat clear some rubbish away from something.
This'll get us out of here.
Alan pulls a scooter-like vehicle upright, turns to Fermat and grins. As Mullion drives through the trees, he spots Tintin running up ahead.
There! Come on!
Tintin looks up and sees a hornet's nest hanging from a branch. She grins. As Mullion's vehicle approaches, she grabs hold of a bamboo stalk and pulls it back. She releases the bamboo, which springs back and hits the hornet's nest, sending it flying. It hits Mullion and explodes, releasing a cloud of angry hornets. Mullion falls out of the car into a pond, and the irate insects swarm around him. Alan hitches a trailer to the back of the hover sled.
It's hard to control, you know.
No problem.
You really must be careful not to exceed 4 bars of booze, girls. Well,
I said no problem.
Guys, let's go. We gotta get out of here. What is this?
It's a hover sled.
It's our ticket out of here, unless you've got a better idea.
Yeah, let's wait for Lady Penelope, like your dad said.
Here.
Great plan. Let's sit here and wait to get caught. I say we have to do something. Now. Right from it.
Actually, I agree with Simpson. I don't think this is safe.
You don't think anything is safe?
Stunned, Fermat and Tintin stare at Alan. Fermat leans against the hover sled.
Just because I stutter doesn't mean that I'm wrong. If we're a team, we should make decisions as a team.
Do you guys want to sit here and take a vote? Or do you want to get out of here? Because I'm going.
You can be a real jerk sometimes.
Fermat and Tintin get in the trailer, and Alan sits astride the hover sled. He starts it up, and they ride away through the forest. Mullion pulls himself out of the pond and sees them. He runs to the 4x4.
No!
The 4x4 speeds away, the swarm of hornets still in hot pursuit. Tintin sees the 4x4 gaining on them. Alan pushes the hover sled faster. The two vehicles race along a forest track. As the speed increases, it puts a strain on the trailer's coupling to the hover sled. Alan ignores Fermat and speeds up.
By the trees! Hang on!
Alan steps on the gas, and the coupling between the hover sled and the trailer breaks. The trailer comes to a halt, but Alan speeds on up into the air, oblivious. The trailer slides down a tree trunk, spilling Tintin and Fermat at Mullion's feet. He sees what's happened. Mullion carries Tintin and Fermat into a walk-in fridge, where Kairano, Onaha, and Brains are already imprisoned. All of them have their hands tied.
What are you doing?
Oh, no! Oh, no, the fridge!
Tintin!
Oh, sweetheart, are you okay?
I'm fine, Dad.
Pull off! Kid!
Mullion goes out, shutting the door behind him. Fab 1 descends from the sky as it approaches Tracy Island.
Tracy Island approaching, m'lady. Switch into aqua mode.
The car sprouts skis and lands on the water.
Isn't life fun sometimes?
Riptickly, m'lady.
Transom picks it up on a monitor.
We have an unidentified craft approaching the island at high speed.
The hood studies the monitor. Fab 1 speeds along over the surface of the sea as it follows the coastline of Tracy Island. Alan scrambles over some rocks high up on the island and sees the car. The car whizzes into a bay. Thunderbirds 5 and 3 spin around the Earth in an unstable orbit. Inside, Jeff wipes his brow.
Whew, somebody rolled down a window. It's getting a little hot in here.
Re-entry into Earth's atmosphere in 37 minutes.
Oxygen's out in 30, so we won't feel a thing.
Stop it!
Come on, Dad. Situation's hopeless.
No, it's not. There's still time. We've got people on the ground working for us.
Alan? He's just a kid.
He's a Tracy.
Jeff stares severely at Gordon. Alan runs down a steep wooded slope on the island. Parker and Lady Penelope.
This doesn't look good, Parker.
No, m'lady.
That bougainvillea is absolutely parched, and someone should do something about that hideous hammock.
She hands her parasol to Parker, who looks at the hammock, then hurries after her. In the house, the hood, Mullion, and Transom appear on a walkway.
What do we have here? Mullion.
He jumps down.
I know judo, Krai Magna, and taekwondo.
And I know Parker.
M'lady?
Parker removes his hat and punches Mullion.
Look at my nose.
Yes, that was very much the intention of the maneuver.
One tries so hard in life to sort things out on an intellectual / conversational level, but sometimes it's just not possible.
Lady Penelope and Transom do battle while Parker takes on Mullion. The hood watches Lady P perform some flick-flacks, knocking Transom to the floor. Mullion throws Parker over a kitchen worktop and he bangs his head. Lady P knocks Mullion down.
Shall I bring the car around, m'lady?
Parker, have a bit of a lie down.
Mullion looms up behind her. Parker gets up and punches Mullion on the jaw, then selects the biggest frying pan on the worktop and whacks him in the face with it. Mullion grabs Parker. Transom gets a tribal mask stand and swings it at Lady Penelope, who kicks her back. Parker throws some glasses at Mullion, and Lady P somersaults onto Transom.
Penelope, of course he has his palace. Why not his princess?
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Transom swings the mast stand at Penelope, who cartwheels out of the way.
Any idea what a manicure costs these days?
She kicks Transom in the face. Parker jumps up and lands a flurry of blows into Mullion, who backs up. Lady P gets the mask stand. Transom holds the mask up. Parker rams Mullion backwards. From a hiding place, Alan watches as Parker and Mullion tumble over a table. Parker knocks Mullion back onto a sofa and Lady P kicks Transom back onto it. Then Parker and Lady P flip the sofa over, throwing Mullion and Transom onto the floor. The hood's eyes go cat-like and the sofa is hurled across the room. Afterwards, he buckles exhausted.
Weak. Using his power makes him weak.
Lady P aerial cartwheels out of the way of Parker and Mullion, who fall into the swimming pool. Lady P shoves Transom towards it and she teeters on the edge.
A formidable opponent, Lady Penelope, more than a match for most men.
That's not saying much then, is it?
She performs a flying kick, knocking Transom back into the pool. Parker goes to hit the hood, but the hood uses his powers to stop Parker's fist. Lady P backflips over.
Don't try your parlor games on me, you sad little man. You committed a serious crime trespassing on this island. And in about 4 seconds, I'm going to get quite cross with you.
She makes to kick him, but he stops her foot with his mind. She lowers it back to the floor. The hood raises his eyebrows.
How are you, Alan?
Parker and Lady P clutch their heads.
I don't think I'm going to chase you.
Parker crumples as the hood tightens his psychic grip.
You can make it stop, Alan! You have something that belongs to me.
Really, sir? Don't mind me. This isn't the first time it's been pulverized, and it's never did any real harm before.
Stop! Stop! I'll give it to you!
Alan throws the guidance processor. The hood uses his powers to bring it to him.
You made a match of it, Alan. I'll give you that. Put them with the others.
You're coming with me.
Mullion grabs Lady P.
This outfit is couture.
On Thunderbird 5, Jeff gives John oxygen.
Don't go to sleep. John, look at me. Keep your eyes open.
The artificial gravity has failed and the Tracys float around in zero gravity. On Tracy Island, the fridge door opens and Transom bundles Alan in, followed by Mullion with Parker and Lady P. They all have their hands tied.
Call off, Lady!
Lady Penelope!
She turns to Mullion. Mullion and Transom leave and the door closes behind them. Lady Penelope and Parker throw themselves vainly against it.
Right. That's quite enough losing for one day.
Penelope strides across the fridge and Parker, who has his ankles tied, hops after her. Alan turns to Fermat.
How does it feel to be red all the time?
Not bad, actually.
I'm so sorry, Fermat.
We make quite a pair. It's hard for me to talk. It's hard for you to listen.
They both laugh and Fermat rests his head on Alan's shoulder. Lady P turns to Parker.
I have an idea.
He hops over.
Brains, how long do Jeff and the boys have?
I can't think of two.
Guidance processor installed.
The guidance processor has been installed.
Engine sequence complete.
Thunderbird 2 is ready for takeoff.
Begin launch sequence.
What is our ETA?
Under an hour. Bank of London. Here we come.
A monitor plots their route. The silo doors begin to open. Parker stands under an icicle.
Thunderbird 2 preparing for takeoff.
We've got to be quick. The hood's getting away.
In position, m'lady.
Here we go.
Lady P lifts her right foot off the ground.
Launch sequence, stage 2.
Lady P flicks her shoe into the air, breaking the icicle, which drops, cutting the rope around Parker's wrists. Thunderbird 2 begins to emerge from the silo. Parker frees his legs.
Let's give the bad guys a good thrash.
Thunderbird 2 rides on a tracked pad.
Guidance systems green. Guidance systems free. Launch sequence, stage 3.
As the vast green aircraft rumbles forwards, the palm trees either side of the runway are mechanized to tilt away from it so it can pass. At the end of the runway, Thunderbird 2 stops and a hydraulic launch pad rises up under it and tilts to 45 degrees. Parker taps the fridge door.
This seems to be a straightforward six-lever mortise, m'lady.
I love it when your checkered pass comes in handy, Parker.
Thank you, m'lady. Unfortunately, I fear I shall need a piece of wire to access the mechanism.
Parker removes his gloves. Lady Penelope looks around, then reaches up under her blouse. Embarrassed, Parker and everyone else in the fridge turn away. Lady P removes the underwire from her bra and holds it up. He suppresses a smile.
Didn't actually need it anyway.
Of course not, m'lady.
Out on the launch pad, Thunderbird 2 fires up its engines and blasts off into the clear blue sky. Parker opens the fridge door and everyone rushes out.
Wait, they're getting away!
Hey, everyone get to the control room.
Pat?
On board Thunderbird 2, the hood allows himself a satisfied smile.
Get in there quick, Fermat, and save my family. Then we'll get the hood. Good luck.
Access to mainframe denied.
Looks like they slipped a backdoor key into the access codes.
I'll follow your lead, son.
Thunderbird 5, come in. Thunderbird 5, come in.
How long have they got before re-entry?
90 seconds and counting.
All is quiet on board Thunderbird 5.
Mainframe confirmed.
I'm in.
Good job, Fermat.
Okay, I just need someone on their end to confirm the access protocol.
Thunderbird 5, come in.
Alan waits anxiously for a response.
Coming through? Mr. Tracy, can you hear me? Come in.
Thunderbird 5, come in.
Dad, come on!
Mr. Tracy, can you hear me? Come in.
Dad! Thunderbird 5, come in!
They're unconscious.
45 seconds until re-entry!
Damn it, Jeff! Wake up!
Everyone stares tensely at the monitors.
I think that's the first time you've ever called me by my first name, brains.
Alan's face lights up.
Waking me. Dad. Alan.
Well done.
Mr. Tracy, confirm access protocol.
Confirmed. We are back online. Gravity is restored.
Put Thunderbird, your craft, into geostational orbit immediately.
FAB, brains.
Geostationary orbit reestablished.
Looks like we're good to go.
Dad, are you all right?
We're fine. We still have a job to do.
Where's the hood?
He's in Thunderbird 2, Mr. Tracy. He said it for
London.
She's right.
He's got the mole on board.
Looks like Thunderbird 3 lost a booster, Dad.
We'll never get there in time. Let me go after the hood.
It'll destroy everything you've built. Everything the Thunderbirds stand for.
Negative. I'm sorry, it's too risky.
I can do this. You know I can.
What am I saying? We can do this.
Alan pats Fermat and Tintin on their shoulders. Jeff glances at John, then at Lady Penelope. She gives him a nod.
Okay, Alan. We'll meet you there.
Fermat and Brains exchange thumbs ups.
FAB.
Okay, boys, we are out of here.
Fermat, Alan, and Tintin get into a transit chute.
Really going?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Alan holds his hand out, and Tintin places hers on top of it.
I guess.
Fermat adds his hand. They get into Thunderbird 1.
Sequence activated.
Flight controls are green.
Anti-detection shield.
Hydraulic systems are good.
Activated.
Right. Set primary fuel pumps. Main engine start.
Don't boys just love their toys?
Engine sequence complete. Launch sequence initiated.
The swimming pool acts as the hatch above Thunderbird 1's silo and it begins to open. A grinning Tintin and Lady Penelope sit behind Alan and Fermat and hold hands.
Launch sequence complete.
And off we go.
Alan looks over at Fermat, who smiles. The boys push the twin throttles forward and Thunderbird 1 blasts off vertically. Thunderbird 2 flies over the top. Down the Thames. Some workmen on Tower Bridge spot it coming.
Get a bridge up!
They pull on some levers. In Thunderbird 2, the hood pushes the throttle forward and the aircraft accelerates towards the bridge. It rises just in time to allow Thunderbird 2 through it. Brains.
Thunderbird 1, come in. Roger, Brains.
Situation update.
Thunderbird 3 is about to initiate separation.
FAB.
Boys,
Thunderbird 2 is in final approach to London.
I know the Hood's weakness, Fermat. I can stop him if we get there in time.
Stand by. We're going to maximum thrust.
Fermat pushes the throttle forwards and Thunderbird 1 hurtles on with such force he's thrown back in his seat. Tintin grins, enjoying the sensation. In space, Thunderbird 3 disengages from Thunderbird 5.
Gordon, beat him up.
Thunderbird 3 heads back to Earth. Thunderbird 2 swoops in past the London Eye. Some people at an ice cream stall nearby look up as the massive aircraft maneuvers above them. As it comes into land, everyone scrambles out of the way. Thunderbird 2 lowers its landing gear, four hydraulic struts. One of them crushes the ice cream stall as it touches down. Thunderbird 1 flies low as it approaches the English coastline and passes a lighthouse. A news bulletin.
We're getting reports of some kind of incident in London involving the Thunderbirds. Lisa, are you there?
Chuck, I'm here in Jubilee Gardens where Thunderbird 2 has made an impromptu landing, causing total panic in central London. As far as we know, there's been no emergency call from this area, so it's unclear why Thunderbird 2 would be active here at all.
The mole is unloaded.
I don't know if you can see this, Chuck, but Thunderbird 2 seems to be unloading some kind of machine.
Set a course for the vault.
The Hood, Transom, and Mullion are all in the Mole. Transom plots a route on a VDU that will take them under the Thames. As the Mole rumbles forwards, it crushes a child's bicycle under its caterpillar-tracked launching platform. The crowd stand back as Transom starts up the tunneling blades on the front of the machine. The Mole slides off its launching platform and burrows down into the earth, spraying the crowd with soil. The people run to the bank of the Thames and see a muddy wave appear as the subterranean craft journeys under the river.
Sir, if we continue on our present course, we'll sever the monorail's subterranean supports. Shall I correct our position?
Stay on course.
But sir, we'll cause a major disaster.
No, we won't. The Thunderbirds will.
The mole smashes into the support of a monorail spanning the Thames. The monorail shakes and parts of it fall off. Thunderbird 1 streaks up the Thames towards the London Eye.
Initiate landing, Fermat.
Right. Three-point landing sequence initiated.
Retro to 75, flaps to 16.
FOB.
Danger, landing sequence, error.
You're going too fast.
Thanks. Retros to 90.
Alan fires the reverse thrusters and Thunderbird 1 touches down abruptly next to Thunderbird 2.
Boys.
Alan sighs with relief. In the mole.
Activating electromagnetic pulse to disable the bank's security systems.
ETA 1 minute.
As the mole approaches, the Bank of London shakes.
Parker, meet me at the Bank of London.
Yes, Blighty.
Thunderbird 3's nose cone glows red hot as it begins re-entry. Boys. Alan, Fermat, and Tintin run aboard Thunderbird 2.
It's getting away.
Those people can't hold on much longer. What are you going to do, Alan?
We're the Thunderbirds. Our duty is to save those people. Brains, we're going into the accident zone.
Thunderbird 2 takes off.
Thunderbird 2, and good luck.
Alan pilots Thunderbird towards the monorail. As it gets near it, the rail gives way and the monorail, full of passengers, plummets into the murky waters of the Thames.
Brains, the monorail is down. Repeat, the monorail is down.
Alan watches aghast as the monorail sinks beneath the surface.
Going underwater in Thunderbird 4.
Automatic pilot.
You have the bridge.
Me? Fly alone?
Fermat, the Thunderbirds need you right now. I need you.
Tintin smiles and Fermat flicks some switches.
F.A.B. Alan.
Alan grins and heads out. Fermat moves from the co-pilot's seat to the pilot's seat. He switches off the autopilot and takes the joystick. Thunderbird 3 races in over the English coast on its way to London.
Brains, come in. What's the situation?
The Hood has caused a major disaster with the mole.
The one-track railway is down in the Thames.
Where's Thunderbird 1?
It's on the ground. The kids are in Thunderbird 2.
FAB, we're right behind them.
In the Bank of London.
Stay focused, Mullion. 9 more banks to go.
The Hood, Mullion, and Transom walk into the vault. In the hold of Thunderbird 2, Alan scrambles into Thunderbird 4.
Deploying Thunderbird 4 in 3, 2, 1.
A hatch opens in Thunderbird 2.
Go.
Thunderbird 4 is launched from the hatch and plunges into the river. In the vault, Mullion uses a hydraulic device to open all the safe deposit boxes. Transom snaffles some jewelry.
You can see the monorail.
The monorail lies on the riverbed. The passengers claw at the windows as the carriage slowly fills with water.
Don't panic, guys.
Extending magnetic claw.
Two mechanical arms extend from the front of Thunderbird 4 and grip the monorail.
I'll hold the monorail in place. Can you get a line on that stanchion and lift it up?
I can't get a clear fix on target. I might hit the passengers.
I'll go and fix it myself.
What, you mean swim?
Get me as close as you can.
Tintin, with a tow line around her waist, walks out onto Thunderbird 4's launch ramp and looks down. It's about 150 feet to the water. Fighting her fear, she takes a deep breath, holds her arms out, and dives head first.
How we doing on that line, Firmit?
Tintin swims towards the monorail. Alan looks and sees a smiling Tintin swim past, giving him the thumbs up. Clutching the tow line in her hand, she swims towards the monorail. She reaches the monorail. She attaches the tow line and swims back towards Thunderbird 4. Alan grins and presses a button.
Opening the airlock.
Alan maneuvers the magnetic claws.
Contact magnets activated.
They grip the monorail.
We need a lift.
FAB, Alan.
Commencing reverse thrust.
Fermat pushes the throttle forwards and Thunderbird 2 reverses, taking up the slack in the cable, which begins to move the stanchion. Tintin joins Alan in the cockpit of Thunderbird 4.
That was amazing, Tintin.
Thank you.
Nice job, Fermat.
Nothing to it, really.
On the riverbank, the crowd's attention turns away from Thunderbird 2 as Thunderbird 3 descends backwards from the sky with its blasters on reverse thrust and touches down beside Thunderbird 1. Alan turns to Tintin in Thunderbird 4. Thunderbird 4 backs slowly away from the riverbed with the monorail held in its mechanical claws. Jeff and the other Tracy boys leave Thunderbird 3 and run to the bank of the Thames. Three police launches whiz round and round on the water as Alan and Tintin bring Thunderbird 4 up from the depths. They surface in the middle of the police boats, and the Tracys spot them. The monorail is brought safely back to the surface. The crowd and the watching Tracys all applaud furiously. In Thunderbird 4, Tintin and Alan clasp hands. They look self-consciously at each other and let go again. Outside, they're reunited with Jeff and the others.
Glad you could finally join us.
Hey, don't go getting cocky after one mission. We still have a dangerous situation here. I need you boys to close down this accident scene. Tintin, go get Fermat. Meet us at Thunderbird 1. Alan, you come with me.
Okay, let's clean it up, guys.
We gotta get to the Bank of London fast.
Lady Penelope went after the hood.
I know, she may need our help.
The hood.
Diamonds to diamonds.
He stops inspecting a diamond.
Lady Penelope. What an unpleasant surprise.
Don't be rude. I can't tell you what a pleasure it would be to use my little finger to pull this big trigger. Now don't move.
Mullion.
He knocks the gun from her hand.
I'm sorry. The only part of sport I ever liked was winning.
How ghastly.
Mullion carries her into a cage in the vault. Alan's with his father in Thunderbird 1.
That's stuff the hood said. About you leaving him to die? He was lying, right?
No. See, you can't save everyone, Alan. Doesn't matter how hard you try or how brave you are. Doesn't even matter if it's someone you love. Someone you'd give up your life in a second to save. You just can't save everyone.
A shocked Alan stares at Jeff.
She was a lot like you.
Jeff smiles softly.
Come on, I've got a job to do.
Mullion handcuffs Lady Penelope to a shelf.
Shame on you. I always despise a man who delegates the important jobs.
The hood grins, turns and walks away. Lady Penelope looks up at Mullion as he leans over her.
Sad act.
Mullion grabs her jaw in his gloved hand. Fab One pulls up by Thunderbird One.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tracy.
Come with us.
My pleasure, Mr. Tracy.
Parker joins Jeff and the three kids. Inside the bank, Mullion removes a tiara. The hood looks to his left. Jeff leads the way. He stops.
You guys stay with Parker. I'm gonna go find Lady Penelope.
But what about the hood?
Jeff runs off. Alan turns to face the others. Parker turns. Alan skedaddles. Fermat raises his arm.
All right, that's enough of that.
Don't move.
Parker, Tintin, and Fermat run from Mullion. Transom appears in front of them.
No, sorry, I can't hit a lady.
Allow me.
Tintin slides between Transom's legs and kicks her butt.
Get your hands on you little brats!
And I've been waiting to get my hands on you.
Parker hands Fermat his cap, then squares up to the taller Mullion. Mullion catches Parker on the jaw and the stomach.
Oh, now that was a punch.
Parker, can you wrap this up?
What did you have in mind, Master Eckenbecker?
Well, strategically speaking, the best odds of success lie with Parker Haymaker.
I concur.
Fermat kicks Mullion in the groin and Parker punches his jaw. Mullion clatters to the floor. Parker extends his gloved hand to Fermat and the two shake. Parker then indicates for Fermat to hand back his chauffeur's cap. Jeff enters the vault.
Penny. Jeff, no!
Jeff turns as the hood approaches.
This time, Jeff? Or did you leave someone behind?
I didn't make you what you are.
It's not me you have to convince.
The hood nods his head to one side and Jeff spots Alan.
My son, Alan.
The hood's mind powers throw Jeff into the cage. The door locks.
I'm disappointed in you, Alan. I thought we were kindred spirits.
Well, we're not. I'm Jeff Tracy's son.
Yes, no! You certainly are.
Alan!
Alan is propelled against the wall. Jeff watches as Alan sprawls on the floor. The hood's energy is sapped. The hood sneers, then spins and levitates himself onto the catwalk above the caged vault. Tintin runs into another cage. She leaps up to grab a horizontal bar, swings a full circle as Transom lunges. Tintin springs out. She locks Transom in. Alan crawls beneath the hood.
You want so desperately to walk in Daddy's footsteps.
The hood extends a hand. Alan, clutching his neck, is hauled, choking into the air.
Did you really think you could challenge me?
Let him go, please!
Let him go!
Please! Let him go!
The hood releases his mental hold.
Alan, are you all right?
Alan, get out, run!
He's getting weaker. He can't last much longer.
Neither can you!
Alan climbs onto the mole's teeth. Tintin runs through the bank. Alan's almost at the top of the mole. The hood raises both arms. He lowers them and the mole springs to life. Alan leaps to cling to the catwalk. The hood smiles as Alan struggles. He turns to the cage.
Be here to see this, Jeff.
Jeff watches anxiously as the hood presses his boot on Alan's fingers. Alan loses his grip but hangs on with his left hand. The hood stamps on Alan's left hand as Tintin runs in. Surprised, the hood turns to look down at her. Tintin holds up the pendant around her neck and she and her uncle stare into each other's cat-like eyes. His eyes flicker and the catwalk support collapses. Now the hood is hanging on above the rotating teeth of the mole. Tintin reels with exhaustion. The hood looks up at Alan on the catwalk.
Leave me to die.
The hood's right hand slips from the rail supporting him and he looks down. He turns to face Alan.
I don't want to save your life.
The hood's left hand slips off. Alan grabs hold of him. Lady Penelope and Jeff watch.
That's what we do.
Alan, both hands clutching the hood's left arm, looks across to his father who stands, hands on the bars of the cage, his eyes fixed on his youngest son. Under police escort, Mullion carries the hood down the steps outside the bank, followed by Transom. Everyone looks up on hearing a noise. Thunderbirds 1, 2, and 3 fly past Nelson's column.
Soon. Jeff.
The Hood and his cronies are bundled into a waiting police van. Parker leads Lady Penelope away from the bank to Fab One.
Now that was definitely showing off.
Mullion scuffles with police. Dusk. As the sun sets, a reddish-orange hue tinges the sparsely clouded sky over Tracy Island. Jeff is barbecuing, and his sons are in the pool.
Get it!
Jeff, what did you put in these margaritas?
It's Tracy's secret.
Fermat is swimming underwater. He surfaces beside his dad. He paddles across to Brains.
One more week, and you're going to be swimming like a... aquatic creature.
Good job, Fern.
Thanks. So what do you think?
He's getting there. Whoa, Tintin. You're just really, blossoming.
Ew. On, did you say blossoming?
Alan grins and Tintin smiles.
Come on, everybody. I have an announcement to make. Tonight is a special night. We're all together because of three very special people. Fermat, Tintin, Alan. The world needs Thunderbirds, and the Thunderbirds need you.
He pins an international rescue badge on Fermat's shirt.
Mr. Tracy, thank you, sir.
A badge for Tintin as Parker weeps. Then he pins one on Alan's shirt. The boy looks down at it.
Alan. No shortcuts. You earned it. You all did.
I'm not usually an emotional man, but sometimes even the toughest nut must crack.
Hey, way to go, Sprout.
That's my boy, Alan. That's my
boy. Alan's brothers throw him fully clad into the pool and jump in after him. Lady Penelope winks at Tintin.
Come on, Alan.
Jeff answers his phone.
Madam President.
Everyone turns.
Of course, straight away. Boris? Sorry, Penny. Duty calls.
Of course it does. And quite right, too.
The Tracy brothers stand in the command center in uniform. They all turn to look at the uniformed Alan standing with them.
Thunderbirds are go.
Alan grins broadly at the words. Outside, the buildings split apart and the pool retracts as the Thunderbirds launch. The mighty Thunderbird 3 soars into the night sky.
Fast as you can, Parker.
Certainly, m'lady.
Lady Penelope, under a pink parasol, sits in the back of a pedalo as Parker pedals out to sea. Dedicated to the memory of Stephen Lowen. ITFC audio description by John Walskill was voiced by Mark Leavesley.